I recollect, donkey's years ago, I used to sometimes go to Hyde Park of a Sunday afternoon to hear the blokes making speeches. Salvation Army, Roman Catholics, Jews, Indians, all sorts there was. And there was one bloke, well, I couldn't give you his name, but a real powerful speaker he was. He didn't half give it to them. Lackeys, he says, lackeys of the bourgeoisie, flunkies of the ruling class, parasites. That was another of them. And hyenas, definitely called them hyenas. Of course, he was referring to the Labour Party, you understand.
Winston had the feeling that they were talking at cross purposes. What I really wanted to know was this, he said. Do you feel that you have more freedom now than you had in those days? Are you treated more like a human being? In the old days, the rich people, the people at the top,
the House of Lords,
put in the old man reminiscently. The House of Lords, if you like. What I'm asking is, were these people able to treat you as an inferior simply because they were rich and you were poor? Is it a fact, for instance, that you had to call them sir and take your cap off when you passed them? The old man appeared to think deeply. He drank off about a quarter of his beer before answering.
Yes, he said. They liked you to touch your cap to them, show respect-like. I didn't agree with it myself, but I'd done it often enough. Had to, as you might say.
And was it usual? I'm only quoting what I've read in history books. Was it usual for these people and their servants to push you off the pavement into the gutter?
One of them pushed me once, said the old man. I recollect it as if it was yesterday. It was boat race night. Terrible rowdy they used to get on boat race night. And I bumps into a young bloke on Shaftesbury Avenue. Quite the gent he was. Dress shirt, top hat, black overcoat. He was kind of zigzagging across the pavement, and I bumps into him, accidental-like. He says, "Why can't you look where you're going?" he says. I says, "Do you think you've bought the bleeding pavement?" He says, "I'll twist your bloody head off if you get fresh with me." I says, "You're drunk. I'll give you in charge in half a minute," I says. And if you'll believe me, he puts his hand on me chest and gives me a shove as pretty near sent me under the wheels of a bus. Well, I was young in them days, and I was going to have fetched him one, only...
A sense of helplessness took hold of Winston. The old man's memory was nothing but a rubbish heap of details. One could question him all day without getting any real information. Party histories might still be true after a fashion. They might even be completely true. He made a last attempt. "Perhaps I've not made myself clear," he said. "What I'm trying to say is this. You have been alive a very long time. You lived half your life before the revolution. In 1925, for instance, you were already grown up. Would you say, from what you can remember, that life in 1925 was better than it is now, or worse? If you could choose, would you prefer to live then or now?" The old man looked meditatively at the darts board. He finished up his beer more slowly than before. When he spoke, it was with a tolerant, philosophic air, as though the beer had mellowed him.